Question. How do you say y'all come back now, you hear, in Brooklynese? Try forget about it. That's spelled FUGHEDDABOUDIT. Four big signs bearing that sentiment are scheduled to go up soon in the New York borough by edict of borough president Marty Markowitz. Leaving Brooklyn? Forget about it, they'll declare. For native Brooklynite Karen Gallagher, it's the wrong message.
I wouldn't think it was appropriate to have on a sign. I think a lot of people are going to misunderstand it. I don't get a good feeling for that. You know, I just think there's other words that he could probably use that would be more appropriate for that. Maybe it's me, but I mean, I have lived in Brooklyn all my life. And, I mean, people say forget about it, but to me, forget about it is let's go on with something else. You know, forget that you were ever here and that you ever came here. And, you know, there's enough bad publicity about Brooklyn. You don't need somebody telling you don't go back there.
That's Brooklynite Karen Gallagher. We checked around the country to see what other folks have posted on their highways, and we learned that a community's civic pride, as expressed on a road sign, can baffle or mislead visitors. Example, if you're motoring along Oklahoma Highway 51 this summer, you'll be welcome to the Striped Bass Capital of Oklahoma.
It has a beautiful sign of a bald eagle with a fish in its claws coming up out of the water.
That's Don Engel, president of the City of Manford Chamber of Commerce. He says the signs are now out of date and will be replaced with a new slogan, Winter Home of the Bald Eagle. The reason? The striped bass became dinner for the eagles, so the town is going with the dominant species. The people of Newton, Iowa, meanwhile, have already switched slogans. Theirs used to be Smack Dab in the Middle, which, while not wrong, didn't seem too inviting. Now, says Town Vice President of Marketing and Tourism Tiffany Menke, a new billboard on Interstate 80 proclaims,
Newton, we saved a place for you, both eastbound and westbound.
We saved a place for you.
Correct.
And what's the meaning there? That's a little cryptic.
Well, we're known for our hospitality. We want to convey that message through our logo. So our new slogan and logo is Newton, we saved a place for you.
So the idea is sort of people are sitting around the dinner table and there's an extra chair maybe for somebody who might want to pass through, sit down for dinner?
Yeah, there are some in the community that would still do that.
You think?
Yep.
Finally to Hereford, Texas, which hasn't removed the sign that's been at the corner of Main Street and Highway 60 for the last 80 years, even though it's out of date. Sid Shaw is executive director of the Deaf Smith County Chamber of Commerce. He says the sign reflects a long-held but mistaken notion about his community.
Hereford has been known as a town without a toothache.
Town without a toothache?
Yes, and it's because of high fluoride content in the water.
Uh-huh.
And it was established in about 1898 when the town came in. We had a local dentist, and the local dentist discovered the high content of fluoride and began to advertise around the country as coming to Hereford to live to save your teeth. I don't know that it ever really withstood any medical validation of any kind whatsoever, but it is still commonly referred to as town without a toothache.
The lesson in all this? Well, if you're going to brag about your town on highway signs and you're not sure the slogan will stand the test of time, well, forget about it.